I was really fortunate to have been invited by the conference choir directors at the junior high to serve as this year's conference choir festival director, which I've done in the past before I jumped into the admin world, and just super, super fun to be back, scratch my music itch, and get to work with some middle school students for a little change of pace and get to know a lot of the 7th and 8th grade Mercer County students who I'm going to know when they get to high school. Get to see them in a little different capacity and learn from each other and just spend some awesome time making music together.
So it's great. I heard you say 213 students from what, about 6 or 7 different schools, all working one day with music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep, so all of the directors do a great job ahead of time of preparing the pieces. So the directors and I work together and select music. They work on their own. They all arrived here about 1 o'clock this afternoon. We started rehearsals around 1:30, spent about 3.5 hours with a bunch of squirrely middle schoolers making music together, and put together a concert in about 3 hours. So.
And the one thing that I heard you say tonight, this hasn't been done since 2019 because
Correct.
Of the pandemic and things like that. So how good did it feel to get back together and do something like this?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Getting to just create something beautiful together like this. And it's so fun when it's a conference festival, because I mentioned tonight that all of these students, or a lot of these students, compete against each other on the court, on the field, and to get to come together and make something beautiful together is just, it's awesome. Events like this are kind of unduplicated in any other realm that I've been a part of, just coming together in this way. So wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
So long story short, you're saying the arts are a big deal and must be sustained.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so exciting to see that they're doing well in our area and in our conference. And we are so lucky to have so many students involved and supportive parents and supportive communities for the arts. Coming from an arts background, I could get on my platform about that. Definitely very important, and that's one of the things that drew me to Mercer County as the principal, is they value athletics and fine arts and ag and all of, you know, CTE and all of the things that Mercer County values. We've got a home for every kid here in Mercer County, and it's supported by the community and students alike, which is wonderful.